tell you what, post game in Dumfries after the game against the Sharks, if ever a score didn't reflect the game, Terry, that's tonight, 7-1. It was never a 7-1 game.
I think you're right, Craig. I don't know what to say really, because you know 7-1 didn't reflect the game. We were way, way better than that. You know, fair credit to Solway, the chances came in and put them away. You can't ask for no more than that from their team. Our team, we work really hard and we never stopped grafting and working, and we didn't have no luck. If puck wouldn't bounce was in front of the net, you know, maybe it did for Solway tonight. It, you know, they had the luck of the draw where the puck bounced for them.
That middle period in particular, it's the old cliche, you threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at them, and they just held firm, however they did it. And then the sucker punch went down the other end, and those two quick goals from 3-1 to 5-1, and that was the icing on the game.
It was, yeah. I mean, we were trying to force the game at 3-1, trying to get back into it, and we were, like you said, we bossed the period, really. We were just all over them. And, you know, the only bright thing about a coach, it's hard to put a swallow when you get 2-0 down in that second period, but where, you know, as a coach, you look at it, and I think Michael Bowman sat there, and it's in disbelief, really. He sat in there, and I just said to him, look, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, we had to go for the game. He went for the game. We were all over him. And they're the best team in the league. Well, you know, the league doesn't lie. That's where they are. They're top of the league. And we've just absolutely bossed them for that period. And I think even in the third period, again, we had chances after chances, and we just weren't putting them away.
The good thing about this league, the way it works, double-header weekends, you get the chance to straight back on the bike tomorrow, home game against Solihull. I think it's going to be a cliche for the rest of the season, but it's just a big game.
It is. They're all big games from now on, and you know, we just take one game at a time, really. And we've got to get Solihull tomorrow, and we, you know, hopefully that hard work we put in tonight, and that, you know, the puck might actually fall for us tomorrow. You never know. But you know, I don't really know what to say, because we played really well tonight, and I'm sat here feeling what's going on here. You know,
the coach didn't drive with a black cat on the way over, did he?
I think you may well have done.